We want to look tonight into 2 Kings chapter 4, and we want to read the first 7 verses. Now, there's a question that is being asked in this passage that we simply made it our title, What Shall I Do for Thee? And, you know, I read this passage and study this passage and even preach from this passage before. And when I, much like you, and maybe you can relate to, sometimes when you read things again or when you read things maybe at a different time, then something else speaks to your heart. And so that's the passage that was laid on my heart. And of course, the question that we're going to be reading is just simply this: what shall I do for thee? And so let's begin reading with verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets of Elias, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad, and all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, she said unto her sons, Bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go and sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou thy children of the rest. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for another opportunity that we have together to assemble together. And Lord, we just ask that you meet needs, speak to our hearts. Help me tonight. We do pray again for all the requests, the needs, Sister Barbara's family, and so many that we could rename, but you know the hearts of every person. So, Father, help us tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin just with reading a verse in Proverbs, and I'll just read it to you. It's found in Proverbs 1:7. That says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, when I read this passage of Scripture, you know, I'm just like you are, and you see a lot of things. You see a person in need. You see a person going through grief. You see a person that ultimately went to the right resource and the right source for their needs to be met. You see a question being asked. You see, what shall I do for thee? But yet you also see, in reality, based upon this, the question wasn't ever answered, but yet action was already taken. And that's where Elisha told her what to do. You see a person with an act of obedience. She and her sons were obedient to the direction that was given. You see God's blessings because the oil kept being poured and the vessels were full. You see even the fact that there were every vessel was full, and ultimately they ran out of vessels. They ran out of containers. And it says the oil stayed, which means the blessing was given. And then you see the fact that she went back to the man of God. She went back to him, and he told her, go sell it, go sell the oil, pay the debt, and then live on the rest. And I kind of want to, the reason I kind of just gave a brief summary of the things that we see as we read is I want us to see the picture of life. I want to see the picture of life. Because in life, we have death. In life, we have needs. In life, we have the perfect support and the perfect resource. We have the Lord. We see a person that must be obedient to the direction that is given. We see obedience taking place in life, and we see the blessings, and then we see answered to, in reality, a request or a prayer. It doesn't matter what situation we go through. Some go through health issues. Some go through problems with family. Some go through financial problems. Some go through a lot of different things in life. You know, and you know, we don't know when, you know, I look at this situation and I look at the fact that this widow was dealing with her husband's death. But, you know, we're everyone, unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, we're everyone going to die. And I don't want to make it sound depressing, because in reality, when death comes, then we that know Christ will be in heaven. And so we've got that to look forward to. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that when I read this passage, and when I was reading it recently, which kind of drew me to it, was the fact that this dear lady and her sons were living life, and they had needs. And so the question was asked by Elisha, "What shall I do for thee?" And so, you know, that question in reality could apply to every one of us that have problems, that have needs, that have situations. I mean, you know, I just shared with you the prayer list, and the prayer list is full. And that's not every prayer request. There's just some prayer requests that aren't recorded, that people have needs. And so I'm grateful tonight that we can call upon a holy God, and He cares for us, and He knows what we need. He knows what we're in need of, and we can trust Him that He makes no mistakes. We can trust Him. It doesn't mean that we're going to understand everything. You know, when we were growing up, and our parents or an adult would say, "Don't do that," even though it should have been fine that you do it, we didn't like maybe the fact that they said no, or we didn't like the fact that they wouldn't let us do something. But you can rest assured, I know, at least in my case, they had our best interest in mind. And there's without a doubt that God knows what each and every one of us need. And I can tell you firsthand that there were a lot of things that my parents told me to do or not to do that I didn't understand. But yet I still trusted them. And I learned to trust them. And now, many, many years beyond, I'm grateful for the no's. I really am. I'm grateful for the no's. Because that taught me that I could trust him. And so in life, when we're dealing with things and we pray, our prayers might not be answered the way that we pray them, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, based upon what the Bible says, God has our best interest in mind. And we can trust him. What we need tonight is not a short-term answer, but we need a long-term answer. You know, sometimes people will, you know, I think of the individuals that are on drugs, and I think of the individuals that go to so many things that the world offers, that are trying to find short-term fixes. They're trying to find short-term help. They're trying to find an answer. They're trying to get away from their problems, and they're wanting, in reality, it's short-term because those things wear off. And I know this, that some of the things that, that our young people deal with now, I mean, you know, when I was growing up and when I was in school, the concern that there was fist fights. But now the concern is guns and everything else. I mean, that's how much it's changed. And so the pressure, and my mother would literally kick me out of the house, and she would say, "Go play outside." And I would be out for hours and hours and hours, and I'd be traipsing through the woods, crossing creeks and everything else. I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but, you know, you kind of wish you had ideas when you were young, but most of you are familiar with VeggieTales. Well, I created VeggieTales when I was growing up, but I didn't make it known because we didn't have a lot of toys and different things. And I would go to the garden and I would find a squash and I would stick sticks in it and I would treat them like they were people. So, but that's kind of how I made entertainment. But the point I'm trying to say is the fact that you could do that back then, but you can't, you need to keep your hands on your kids now. And that's how much the world has changed. And so we as believers, we're not looking for short-term answers, but we're looking for long-term answers because this lady in this passage of scripture, this woman, she was dealing with, not only was she dealing with the death of her son, which is very difficult, but she was also dealing with the fact that she didn't have money to pay the bills, and then she was also dealing with the fact that the creditors were saying, "I'm going to take your sons." So she was, no doubt, that she had moments in her life, just like we have in our life, that you deal with discouragement, you deal with burdens, you deal with problems, you deal with troubles, and there's no doubt that she probably had some very terrified moments. And then with that, you can go into a deep depression because depression is real. She was perplexed. And I guess you could say that she was at her wit's end in life, dealing with life and dealing with life problems. And every day that we live is a challenge in some way, shape, or form. Every day that we live is a challenge. And so we have to ask ourselves tonight, how would we have felt if we was this dear lady? How would we have felt? How do we feel when we're dealing with life's problems that we deal with every day? And some of them are very tough problems. And I think you would all agree tonight that your life is changing. It's an ever-changing. The things that we used to be able to do 10 and 20 years ago, we're not able to do them now. And so that alone, our bodies change, our health changes. You know, I look forward to every time I see the preacher, I look forward to hearing him telling me, look what you've got to look forward to. And he tells me that. True story. I'm not exaggerating. He told me that tonight. He said, look what you look forward to, that you're going to get cold all the time. And so, you know, but the point is, life is changing all around us. So what can we do? Life is changing all around us. Some days are harder than other days. But there's a few lessons that I believe that we can learn tonight that I think is very applicable to us and how we can apply our everyday life to and from this passage of Scripture. And the first thing I want to make mention tonight is this. God's people will have trials. God's people will have trials. We're not to the point, because we're believers, we that are in Christ, we're not to the point to where we say ourselves, I shouldn't have problems because I'm a believer. Because we live in the same sin-cursed world. The only difference is, and it's a great difference, and that is we're born again believers. We're believers. And I didn't understand, before I got saved, I didn't understand how important prayer is, but I do now. I didn't understand, and the older I get, the more things that I truly understand, and how important some things are. Notice who had the problem here. Notice who had the problem. It was God-fearing people that had this problem. It says this in verse 1. It talks about, it says, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And so God's people will have problems. God-fearing people will have problems. He was a servant. He feared the Lord. But yet, and she herself, of course her husband died, and she herself was dealing with the pressures of life. She was dealing with the pressures of life and having to make decisions. And, you know, I don't know how old her sons were, but if I know in most mothers' cases, then the mother was carrying the load and didn't want to necessarily worry their children. And maybe we don't tell our children everything because we're carrying the burden ourselves. And so she was dealing with so many heart-wrenching issues in life, but she was also, and her husband, were God-fearing people. God-fearing people. And so that should help us to understand, and I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know, but God's people is going to have problems. They're going to have problems. She cried, and as she cried, that would be a type of mourning or a type of weeping, and she was troubled in a bad way. And I'll say this, and I hope you understand by me saying it. It's something that she never asked for. Many times, I heard my parents say, be careful what you ask for. Or she would say, they would say something like, a terminology saying, well, my sisters would say it all the time when we picked on each other and there would be a retaliation. And my sisters would say something like, well, you get what you ask for, you know, but she didn't ask for this, but yet she was just simply living her life just like we live our lives every day and we encounter problems. They feared the Lord. But you know, I want us to kind of look at it maybe with a little bit of a different eye, and that is this. Because problems do happen because of these things, you know, God may have you right where He wants you to be. God may have you right where He wants you to be. We should never lose hope, and we should never give up. When I was getting my I was graduating from Trinity, and I guess it would be the commencement speaker. He's retired now. He's not the president anymore. He's an evangelist now. But I won't ever forget the message that he gave to the graduating class. I actually have it on tape, and sometimes I'll listen to it. And he said, every life is a stage. And he said, God will give you what you need for every stage of life. And what he was referencing to, he said, when he was a pastor, God gave him what he needed to be an effective pastor. But then when he stepped away from the pastorate and he was the president of Trinity, he said, God, it's a different season in life, and God's going to give me, and God has given me what I need to be the president of Trinity. And then since then, I keep up with him, and since then, he's an evangelist, and people are getting saved. And God is meeting the needs. So God will meet the needs of each of His people based upon what season. And what He was saying was, and He actually mentioned this in the speech, or I call it a sermon that He gave, is He said, some of the things that I needed as a pastor, I don't need as a president. And some of the things that I need as a president, I didn't need as a pastor. So God knows exactly what we're going to need for the season of life that we're in. And so this dear lady was in a different season in her life because her husband had died. And so that's a different season in her life. She had creditors knocking on her door, and they were threatening to take her sons. And she was at her wit's end because of all these things, but God met her need. And so God's people will have trials. God's people will have situations, but every situation and every trial is a season. But I'm thankful tonight for God's grace. God's grace. So number two, she pleaded her case. She went to Elisha, and she gave him the understanding of what was happening in her life, and she pleaded her case, and she was just ultimately being open about her needs. She was being open. She made mention that her husband feared the Lord, and now the creditors are threatened to take her sons, because she couldn't pay the debt, and ultimately, I guess she was saying she's bankrupt. She's bankrupt. She couldn't feed, and she was in danger of losing her children. Now, dealing with her husband and dealing with the death of her husband, but now she's dealing with the potential loss of her children. That's pretty tough. That's pretty tough. Some might question, and you've heard it and I've heard it, but some might have the question, would a true loving father allow this to happen? I've heard that question. Maybe put in a little different way, but it was the still same question. She didn't, I'm sure, she didn't want to go through what she went through, but yet God gave what she need, and she trusted by turning to Him, whereas many people are turning away, but she turned to him. If I was going to give you a challenge tonight, and if you didn't get anything else, my challenge tonight is, no matter what you're going through, never turn from God. Never turn from God, but turn to Him. Don't turn from, but turn to. And she trusted God. She went to Elisha, and he says the question, "What shall I do for thee?" Number three, God's people have help. God's people have help. The world doesn't understand that. The world doesn't understand how important it is to pray. The world doesn't understand how that, the phone tree that we have is more than just a, and if I can say this kindly, but the phone tree we have to say, hey, pray for this person or pray for that person. The phone tree is exactly what it is. It's a prayer time that we lift up these needs and not just a informational guide, but it's a prayer guide. It's how we pray. You know, because if we were using it as an informational guide, we could just send out an email for an just for information. But when we have our prayer tree, and we're praying for, just like the one went out with Sister Barbara, we need to pray for that family because it's a difficult situation they're going through. And yes, we get information, but we also need to pray. We need to pray. And so God's people have help. And she turned to God through Elisha. Why did she do that? Because she can find her strength in the Lord. Just like we can find our strength in the Lord. In her weakness, she became strong. In her weakness, she became strong. Psalm 50, verse 15, the Bible says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Calling upon the Lord. She had help. God's people have help. God's people have help. And then she simply had to, as the song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. She got direction, and then she had to react, and she had to trust, and she had to follow, just like we need to follow the Lord today. We need to follow the Lord in our life, and she trusted and obeyed. She did what she was told. She began to pour, and God's blessings began to show. As she began to pour, God's blessings began to show. And the oil didn't run out until the last vessel was full. That's God's blessings. That's truly God's blessings. That was an answer to her prayer. That's what she needed at the moment, at the time in her life, in the season that she was in, and God met her need at that moment, at that time. And I can say tonight that there has been times that I have prayed and I truly saw God answer the prayer based upon the need that I had or the need of someone else, and someone was asking for prayer and how that God met the need. And that's ultimately what was taking place here. The needs were met, but she had to do what was asked. She had to follow the leadership of God's man. She had to follow the leadership, and she did, and God filled the vessels, and only God could do that. In verse 7, the answer was provided. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." The one thing that spoke to my heart in conclusion tonight is this. She was asked, what's the need? The need was to pay the debt. But God gave more than the debt being paid. Not only was the debt paid, but God gave them what they need, what they needed to sustain them as they journeyed in their life. That's an abundance and a blessing of God answering prayer. So the question is tonight, what shall I do for thee? What shall I do for thee? There may be a need in your life. There may be something that you're dealing with that only you know. There may be something that you're dealing with that others know. But I hope tonight that you'll take it to the Lord, just like this dear woman did. Look back at her. Think of how you would be in that same situation and see God work. I believe that God will work in every life according to His will and what He needs for each one of us. And for that's a blessing. It's a blessing. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. And we thank You for this passage. And Lord, we realize that there was a lot of things said, but there's a lot of things in the passage. So, Lord, speak to our heart just according to what we need tonight and help us to bring it back to our memory. But help us most of all to trust You, to come to You, to trust You, and see You work in our life no matter what season we may be in, because we understand that life is seasons. So, Father, I pray that You help us as we leave this place. And, Lord, we thank You and love You, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.